Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and these are the daily horoscopes, and possibly even further, for Friday, TGIF. It's January 23rd, 2026. And today, the moon is in the first sign of the zodiac, the sign of Aries. So the day is active, maybe loud, and moves fast. People can become easily excited or angered easily during an Aries moon. And if they don't handle this new energy properly, some can become aggressive and start fights. The ruler of the Aries moon is the planet of action and war, Mars, who just entered Aquarius this morning, another air sign. A lot has happened when you were sleeping. For instance, the sun conjoined Pluto. Powerful friendships and alliances were made in secret that we may find out about later. The sign of Aquarius rules friendships, alliances, group activities, political parties, the community, and the population in general, but is also where people come together and form strong alliances and bonds. The moon in Aries makes about 7 sextiles. That's opportunities with all the planets now in the sign of Aquarius. And this is called a stellium. And I've included in this stellium the asteroids Vesta and Pallas also. And just a side note, the planets are currently transiting over Saturn's past degrees, which is significant because when Saturn was in Aquarius, that was when we all entered COVID-19 lockdown. So you could see how maybe we're all still recovering or even repeating a lot of the same issues. But a lot has changed since then, but some things remain the same. The day moves fast and brings new and excitable energy. And this energy is the precursor to when Neptune will enter Aries on Monday. Now, will that mean secrets will be revealed? Sure, it might. Maybe you come alive, awaken from your sleepy Piscean slumber, and decide life is too short not to live big. Get to your bucket list and become more active. Move the energy around you. The fear factor dissipates, and that strange Piscean feeling of fear and melancholy lifts as the major planets Saturn and soon Neptune leave the sign of Pisces, leaving only the lunar north node until late July. The planet Neptune has this interesting factor of dissolving things. What's getting dissolved? Well, for one thing, some spiritual and psychological pressure that you've been feeling, fears, insecurities, doubts, maybe even debt. Well, if you prefer to listen and not read my horoscopes, you can go to my YouTube or TikTok channel and listen as I upload the daily horoscopes and more. Aries, everything starts right now. And I think that given that the moon is in Aries, your sun sign or first house in the case of Aries rising, you might end up saying, "What was I afraid of?" The spell of fear lifts and once again, you're ready to try new things with unabashed courage. Step out into the world and everything will come together for you. You really don't have the luxury of wondering what anyone thinks or what they're going to see when they look at me. Forget about it. Soon enough, that won't even be a consideration for you. Go to festivals, connect with old friends, get in the spotlight, be on stage, and be competitive. That's what you're about. Now, I still think you should be cautious with friends and people with your past, like an ex, just for a little while. Avoid conflicts with others, and you're still not out of the woods quite yet with enemies, so why bother them? Taurus, the moon in Aries marks the beginning of a new big cycle in your 12th house, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially if you work behind the scenes, work in a lab or behind a camera, or you do things that people don't necessarily see immediately. The 12th house relates to the work that we do that often goes unnoticed for a while, similar to working on a TV show or recording something musical that is completed but not released to the public until months later. So you work behind the scenes and then show your work, you know, months later. However, it's important, remember, not to leave your day job just yet. You might feel that everyone around you is getting promoted, achieving success, and you might feel left on the back burner. Allow the planets to break down your anxious fears and illusions. Big things are ahead for you if you're careful. And if you prefer to listen and not read, go to my YouTube and TikTok channel. Gemini, as an air sign, you feel this potent energy immensely. And it might be just what you need to inspire and excite you. It makes your big dream come true again, whatever that may be. It prepares you for the time in the future when Uranus will re-enter your sun sign or your first house for Gemini rising. And most of you will experience financial gains and realize that all your hard work has truly paid off. However, until that moment arrives, proceed with caution as Neptune and then Saturn move into Aries, your 11th house, which is the domain of Uranus, the planet of sudden changes. Now, this transition may lead you to develop an idea that just sticks with you, something you can't get off your mind, something you feel strongly about and are determined to pursue. You set a goal that you're unwilling to compromise on soon enough. And if you're a responsible Gemini, that's fantastic. If you're not, it could lead to challenges. And there are plenty of bad Gemini twins out there. Oh boy, in the very least, you come alive. Cancer, today's moon in Aries has you once again getting a little hint of what's to come in your career or professional life, or where you should look for success. And of course, what and who can embarrass you or enhance your good name. Oh my, good changes are coming your way and your mate or partner's life too. You're on the edge of victory. You personally, that is, maybe not your mate or partner. The sweet smell of success, fame, and fortune may be intoxicating to some of you, and you may need to engage in new activities that are unique to you and that only you can do. You might have some specific talents, or you might have already pursued a career or have lots of experience in something. Your partner or significant other has their own responsibilities and priorities as well that may have nothing to do with you. Focus on the future and steer clear of lawsuits, arguments, and conflicts. And it's important to disconnect from distractions. Leo, the moon in Aries is in your 9th house, which is Jupiter's domain and rules education, legalities, foreigners, foreign places, religion, and spirituality. It's where you expand. It's also where you need to develop the rules you live by and also the advice you take from your advisors, your priest, your teacher, your astrologer. But it's also where you can do things in a very big way and a very over-the-top way. And if that happens, well, it can work out or there can be serious consequences. So you need to proceed cautiously. Secrets and scandals may come out and relationships are about to undergo serious changes. The support you had, the love you got, and those who you thought were on your side all change. What you need to avoid is everyone being against you, like ganging up on you or feeling that everyone is against you or ganging up on you during this critical time in your life. Virgo, I simply love it by the time I get to the sign of Virgo because you're undergoing something special. Saturn is actually the ruler of your 5th house of love and romance, so there's a lot of emphasis on love, children, creativity, and developing hobbies and your own talents. But anyway, that's something else for another day. Today, the moon in Aries comes in hot, psst, and you need to get over and through relationships related to your love life or things affecting your children if you have children. You can feel the squeeze of unrequited love, and some of you might put up with that. In your personal life, marriage, or relationships, try to make things more fair for yourself. Avoid hanging on out of fear or the fear of abandonment or being alone for the rest of your life. You have a unique opportunity to start over if you're not happy, or you can continue to suffer. It's up to you. I'll always be here. Libra, I hope you're ready. The moon in Aries actually starts a new cycle, and you could bump into someone or meet someone in passing who might play a significant role in your life and your future. Yes, it could happen. You might not be in the mood to go out, but it's one of those times when if you do go out, maybe for food or to shop, everyone is out also, and you're going to bump into people. I hear there's a huge snowstorm coming to the north of the United States, so it's during this time that you could meet someone. So maybe you get online if you have to stay home or test your online dating skills if you're single, or you join an online group, or maybe you decide it's time to connect or look up people from your past. The South Node continues to confuse you about things in general, and in some cases you'd like to forget the past and move on, and you surely will eventually. Avoid things that waste your time. Scorpio. The Moon in Aries starts a new cycle in your sixth house. Now, something about the sixth house is it's not considered one of the great astrological houses unless you're a hard worker and you love to give selfless service to other people. Anyway, it's about your health, wellness, daily routine, and your day job and work. These things become important factors in your life. It's about a new routine that may be developing and that will last for a long time. Maybe it's a new job and you have to develop a new routine and get used to, you know, traffic and coming home or leaving the house at a certain time. So you have to get used to a lot of different things. And maybe you have to get used to someone not being around and you have to do more on your own. To keep everything running smoothly and avoid unnecessary stress, it's important to take personal responsibilities for your life and for everything you have to do. Stay active and engaged. Don't procrastinate or wait for things to happen, such as someone returning home from work and helping you out. It's also wise to steer clear of certain relationships where others might rely heavily on you initially, especially if you feel compelled to help or assist them. Sagittarius. Today's Aries moon favors your sun sign and rising sign for Sagittarius rising. You are wonderfully spontaneous and independent, always able to find someone to accompany you to a concert, event, or just a happy hour. Even if you go alone, you'll easily make friends wherever you are. There's always someone you know nearby. But feeling obligated to go home for dinner or to engage in activities that aren't enjoyable for you anymore is something you're outgrowing. More and more, you'll notice that you're moving away from these obligations and starting to develop your own independence. Capricorn, today's moon in Aries is blazing with fiery energy, and maybe things start to move so fast in your life you don't have time to fill the dishwasher, clean up, feed the pets, or even shower. That's your new energy, Capricorn. You could be so busy that you don't have time to do menial tasks like go grocery shopping or cook dinner. Enjoy it. Gather up all the coins and money lying before you and realize your financial luck is changing. Of course, it depends on a lot of factors in your birth chart. I wonder if the tables are being turned by someone who thwarted your ambitions and blocked you in some way in the past. Aquarius, we're loving this moon in Aries. It's exciting for you. But happy solar return. I hope you have your rollerblades on or your skis on. It's time to move very, very fast. It's not every birthday cycle that you get to experience a stellium of planets and asteroids in your sun sign or your first house for Aquarius rising, but you do now. Along with the moon in Aquarius, it seems there's something in the air, something to get excited about. New opportunities come your way, and it's your ability to manifest and make things happen that will them into being. Imagine that. But first you have to know what you want. You might notice that if you think about something, it just naturally happens. Pisces, you're the last sign in the zodiac, and the moon starts a fresh financial cycle for you. So it pays to analyze your Aries second house and avoid surprises or pitfalls, because the planets are going to be there for a long time. You get to make your own way in life and can manifest wonderful things if you just try. See what works. Remember, I said that 2026 is all about trying new things until you find that one thing that works and brings you untold wealth and happiness. It's equally important that you avoid those things that don't produce results and make you feel uncomfortable. You're coming into a years-long cycle when you have to pay attention to how people and situations make you feel. It's your soul talking to you. More often than not, you'll say to yourself, I didn't feel good about that person. I didn't feel good about that situation. And whenever I'm around them, I don't feel good. Pay attention to that. Well, that's all for today. Go beyond the sun sign, learn the techniques that I use to see the future. And for more information about your personal future, book a consultation with me.